For Relatos Zapatistas, this is DJ Alita reporting from La Ciudad Monstruo, Mexico City. For our show this month of October 2010, I'll be discussing recent mobilizations by students here in Mexico City as we mark the 42nd anniversary of the 1968 massacre of hundreds of students at Tlatelolco. To the community of the Colegio de Ciencias y Humanidades Vallejo, to the organized university community, to the other campaign, to the social movements. Since the beginning of the semester, in our community of CCH Vallejo, there have been reports of a series of incidents involving the Porro group called Tres de Marzo. This has included, on the one hand, their releasing of a communique in which they present themselves as a student organization, their asking for dialogue with authorities of the school, and even having a march from the Central de Autobuses El Norte to the CCH campus, claiming that it was purely for their entertainment. On the other hand, there have been numerous reports of beatings and intimidation of the students of our school, including more than a dozen injured students. They have also threatened members of our colectivo, and of course, we cannot forget that a few months ago, they even attempted to have members of Regeneración Radio Collective thrown in jail. During the celebration of the 100th anniversary of UNAM, the National Autonomous University of Mexico, with all the prestige that's being promoted, we do not want to negate the significance of this, but we do want to declare that with regard to the issue of porrismo, UNAM continues to exist in a prehistoric state. The legislature of the university does not even recognize this major issue, which causes many problems ranging from students dropping out to the murder of several students. Hundreds of UNAM students are forced to either suffer beatings, extortion, and even sexual abuse, or else confront the violence of the Porro groups. We call for a protest for all of these reasons, and especially because of the impunity that's enjoyed by this group of delinquents, which is concealed by the UNAM and sponsored by various political parties. Furthermore, we know that they are coordinated by authorities of the government of Mexico City in their continual attack against the student movement and other social movements. Regeneración Radio convenes a march against porrismo on Thursday, September 30th from the CCH Vallejo to the Delegación Gustavo Madero at 3 p.m. for the official classification of the Porro Grupo Tres de Marzo as a delinquent organization. No more porros inside and outside of the CCH Vallejo. From Regeneración Radio, Communication Against Power. The fact that today this march is taking place to say that we don't want any more impunity from the government for the groups of porros is also to declare that we don't want any more porros attacking the social movements. In response to their call to action, on September 30th, I marched alongside over 400 students and community members through the Gustavo Madero borough in the northern part of Mexico City, demanding the removal of porros from the local schools and an end to the impunity that protects them. As a recent arrival to Mexico City, I wasn't really familiar with the concept of porros. However, through my conversations with participants in the protest, I came to understand the concept of porros as referring to fascist, violent youth organizations, which constitute a visible and menacing presence at schools and universities across the city. Well, we're from the Vallejo, and we're here today so that the authorities will do something against porrismo, which are those that gather there at the bus station or groups that only want to harass and assault the students. Well, sometimes we're scared because you see the group of porros there, and they just stare at you to check out what you have with you, what you're carrying, and they intimidate you a lot. They always gather there at the bus station, and it really makes you afraid to go by there. So it really restricts the mobility of the students. Yeah, and they've even gone so far as throwing firecrackers at you for no reason. Porros, I was told, as organized groups, receive direct support in their violent efforts at attacking and destabilizing student activism and generally menacing the overall population. I received the call for the march through the Zapatistas' other campaign listserv, as well as through Relatos Zapatistas' relationship of solidarity with Regeneración Radio, the radical youth radio collective that called for the march and is based at the campus that has recently come under serious attack by porros. I decided to attend the march to support the students and Regeneración Radio in their anti-fascist activism, their continued struggle against the privatization of public education, and their inspiring work as alternative media producers. At the march, materials were distributed to onlookers and passersby, explaining the context of the protest. On September 9th, a group of more than 30 porros from the Grupo Tres de Marzo violently attacked more than 15 students as they left the CCH Vallejo High School campus on their way home. Many of these students had been previously threatened by the porros inside the school. Four students had to be hospitalized because of their injuries. Following the attack, the porros returned to the campus where they shouted threats and threw bottles and rocks at students. The authorities of the school appeared completely impotent in their capacity to put a halt to this. The unfortunate events of September 9th are by no means an isolated incident. Rather, they represent the most recent escalation of violence perpetrated by the Grupo Tres de Marzo against the community. This group has existed since the 1990s, and their objective is to maintain a climate of violence and intimidation by means of theft, beatings, and extortion. Since its establishment, this group has received protection and funding from the PRI and PRD political parties, specifically within the Delegación Gustavo Madero, where several former leaders of the Porro group hold positions as public officials. In 2003, 80 members of this group were expelled from the campus by an organized force of students who managed to maintain control of the campus for several days and convinced the local authorities to sign an agreement in which they made a commitment to expel any member of the group. This agreement has yet to be enforced, and in recent days, the Grupo Tres de Marzo has launched a campaign of misinformation through which they have asserted that they are a, quote, athletic and cultural student group, so as to attempt to legitimately return to the campus to continue their acts of delinquency, intimidation, and violence, as they currently do with complete impunity. The impressive march on September 30th included the participation not only of hundreds of students from the CCH Vallejo, but also a massive contingent of over 100 members of the Frente Popular Francisco Villa Independiente, also known as Los Panchos. This group recently started a news radio program in collaboration with Regeneración Radio. Before the march began, a member of Los Panchos explained the many reasons for their participation.
Pues el día de hoy hacemos acto de presencia a organizaciones de la Ciudad de México.
Today we are here as a presence of organizations of Mexico City, organizations that also defend education, education for our neighborhoods, for our areas, from the organized neighborhood. And what that organization gives us as a result is the defense of our right to live without violence, the right to live in a safe place. We here, from the Frente Popular Francisco Villa Independiente UNOPI, are present in solidarity with the community of the CCH Vallejo, with the idea of showing you that you are not alone. If they attack you, they attack us. We are not going to permit that the porros, those groups that intimidate, extort, and rob the students, continue to commit these acts with impunity. Today, the compañeros from the Frente Popular Francisco Villa Independiente UNOPI are here to protest and show our strength and to show our solidarity, and to show that in the face of violence, we need to be united, that in the face of violence and theft, in the face of violence against the students, against those who come to gain knowledge, it's necessary to defend the schools that belong to the people. We must defend ourselves with what we have. And we're here with the idea of defending this school, which is a school that perhaps one day our children, our nieces and nephews, our grandchildren will come to learn. A school that needs to be free from violence. And we are here to demand an end to the attacks against our compañeros of the CCH Vallejo.
Es necesario defender entonces con lo que tengamos. Y nosotros estamos aquí con la idea de defender esta escuela, que es una escuela en la que a lo mejor algún día estarán nuestros hijos. En la que algún día estarán nuestros sobrinos, nuestros nietos. Una escuela que tiene que ser libre, libre de violencia y que estamos aquí para exigir el alto y el hostigamiento en contra de los compañeros del CCH Vallejo.
Students from other high schools and universities around the city also participated, and I spoke with one student from the Instituto Politécnico, a local university, about why she had decided to participate.
Bueno, estoy aquí precisamente para porque los porros, al menos aquí en México, son considerados grupos pseudo estudiantiles.
Well, I'm here because the porros, at least in Mexico, are considered pseudo student organizations, and their only purpose is to beat, rob, and attack students through intimidation. They're groups that have a lot of power, and I'm here for that very reason, because as a student, I'm in no way exempt from that kind of situation. Because in the end, if not me, it could happen to one of my friends. Anyone could suffer from these kinds of attacks. In fact, there have been situations where the porros have ended up killing students because of such excessive beatings, and several compañeros have lost their lives because of this. And so this march is specifically demanding that the authorities classify the grupos de porros as delinquent organizations and that they be punished finally.
Entonces se han perdido la vida de varios compañeros, entonces precisamente esta esta marcha es para pedir a las autoridades que, pues que tipifiquen esos grupos porriles como organizaciones delictivas, ¿no?
Sí, sí.
Entonces, y que se castigue finalmente.
¡Fuera porros de la UNAM! ¡Fuera porros de la UNAM! ¡Fuera porros de la UNAM!
In the context of not only the 100th anniversary of the UNAM, the largest public university in the Americas and the coordinator of the CCH Vallejo, but also the 42nd anniversary of the October 2nd, 1968 massacre of students by military forces in the Tlatelolco Plaza, it is crucial that we remain attentive to the activism and mobilization of students here in Mexico City, as well as around the world, as the struggle for a dignified public education continues. For more information, check out www.regeneracionradio.org and www.radiozapatista.org.